The Princess of Wales is receiving adjuvant chemotherapy for a cancerous condition that emerged after her abdominal operation, as we know. And her disclosure of it became also a message for cancer sufferers globally.
At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
So our first conversation of the morning is with Rich Preston, the host of BBC Topline. Rich delivers daily global news briefings for US Breakfast Radio and appears regularly on other major international news media. Good evening to you, Rich. Another day of intense coverage where you are.
It is, yeah. Very good morning to you, Jim. Delighted to be with you again. And this really is the story that's dominating in the UK. It is just coming up to 7:15 here. The sun has set on Windsor. The couple live in the grounds of Windsor Castle. And, you know, when you and I last spoke, Jim, it was about all the speculation around the photograph that had been put out by the royal family to coincide with Mother's Day and the furore that had kicked up. And then, of course, this announcement from the princess, which has really kind of stopped all that rumour and gossip in its tracks, really. And it's been in all the front pages today, from the Red Top, the tabloid, The Sun, Kate, You Are Not Alone, the Daily Express, My Cancer Has Come As a Huge Shock, the Daily Mail, I'm Getting Stronger Every Day, I'm Going to Be Okay. Yes, this really is dominating much of the conversation in the media here. And as well as that, on social media and in people's conversations as well. And that clip you played in before perfectly demonstrates why. And that's because the princess has used this much as the way the king did in his also very recent cancer diagnosis announcement. She's used this to reach out to other people and to talk to the many thousands who are going through something very similar to her across the UK, but of course across the world as well, to say, my thoughts are with you, we're in this together.
A headline in The Sun, Rich, time for cruel trolls to say sorry to Kate. But mainstream media, and not just your tabloids, ran all these wild stories about her and repeated them while sometimes denouncing them. Will they leave her alone now, do you think?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, Jim, I think the answer is no. Many newspapers now taking this holier-than-thou approach. Why don't we leave her alone? Why don't we leave her alone, whilst continuing themselves to run their coverage ragged? And anyone who knows the royal family, even if all you've done is watch The Crown, knows that this is a tale as old as time itself. And whilst the crux of the message by the princess was asking for privacy, you know, you're talking about a young family and looking for some time and space themselves, especially as she goes through a difficult and challenging medical process. The reality is that it's a private story, but also a very public one. And people have this, I don't think you can call it odd, but there's almost this kind of feeling of entitlement to know what's happening with the royal family. And I think that comes from a few things. On a very simple, pragmatic level, you know, they're funded in large part by the public purse. People feel that there should be some transparency about how the royal family operate. But then, of course, there's the simple, more subconscious cultural thing that these people are part of the British way of life, whether you're for them or against them. They exist in British culture, and therefore there is this curiosity around them. So lots of headlines pleading privacy. The reality, I think, will be somewhat different. I think there will be a bit of respect shown to the family and a bit of space given. But as soon as the princess, you know, sets foot in public, takes part in any public engagement, we can expect the cameras to be there.
And that could be some time away. So what does the royal family do now, Rich? Because Kate is the star. The king is who the public's most intimately acquainted with. The Times of London calls it a threadbare public presence now. So how will the firm cope, and will that matter in the minds of people?
Yeah, it's a great question, because you've got to remember that this is a working institution. You know, whether you're for them or against them, they do perform tasks in society. And as you mentioned, the king's undergoing his treatment, Catherine's undergoing hers. That really does leave a rather scant line up. Harry and Meghan are in the United States and very much out of the working royal life. Andrew is out of the working royal life. And so it's left down to the characters that remain. So William and the current queen, really there's a lot on their shoulders. So Camilla is taking part in a few formal engagements on behalf of the king, which are coming up. William has been seen in public a couple of times recently. He was at a school event relatively recently. He's been to youth centres and things like that. And I think what we can expect is that there will be a scaling back of certain public involvements. And then when public events do happen, it will be those core royals who are at the heart of it. And then there are big things like Trooping the Colour, which is coming up in the summertime, the big military parade. Those things will be left very much, I think, to the last minute. They are very much EBC on the attendee list when it comes to members of the royal household.
Yes, CNN this morning says the British line of succession is under extreme pressure, which is an unusual way of putting things. But the risk is that although the loyalty and sympathy for Kate will stay strong, royalty may simply be regarded differently. I mean, the times are changing rapidly and a kind of enfeebled public presence won't help.
Yeah, I mean, I think the line of succession thing is slight overkill, if I'm honest, and that's because William, as far as we know, is in good health and he has three children of his own. And what you may remember is that there's George, Louis and Charlotte. And Charlotte, when not long after she was born, the law was changed to allow her to be part of that line of succession. So for the line of succession to be threatened, you really have to put a question mark over not only William, but then also George, Charlotte and Louis. So I think that's relatively safe. I think the issue is more to do with the general unsettling nature of it. And you've got to remember the context for this. It was only relatively recently that Britain lost its queen, a woman who had done the job for decades and had been steadfast in her resolve pretty much right to the end. It's only in the last few years we've had the coronation of a new king, and very rapidly, relatively speaking, after that, the king's been diagnosed with cancer. Princess of Wales has been diagnosed with cancer. And that's what I think people are finding unsettling. It's not necessarily the reality that people get sick. They are fallible. They are human as well. It's with the backdrop of this all, to many Brits, feeling like it's moving very quickly compared to what we've been used to in the past.
On the other hand, the lateness of the announcement, I mean, of course, care needed to be taken and disclosure to the children. And then Kate had to take the initiative with the Mother's Day photo and the trip to the Windsor Market. But that was an all's well message, and now we know it's not. Just finally, what do you think of the handling overall of this?
It's been difficult, but ultimately people are at the heart of this, and individuals, human individuals who have families and loved ones and friends. And you're talking about not only dealing with a cancer diagnosis yourself, but then choosing how you share that with your children, your young children, extended members of your family with whom you maybe don't talk every day, and then the entire, not just British, but world public who are going to be reading up about this. So very difficult personal decisions. Of course, the royal family, you know, do have teams of communication specialists and advisors and strategy people around them. And I think there's no perfect scenario with this, especially with the speed with which information spreads in this day and age. Yes, there might have been hiccups. Maybe the Mother's Day picture wasn't perfect. Maybe the walk at the farmer's market turned out to not be a bright idea. Ultimately, people are going to jump on things and speculate, and there may be conspiracy theories, whether there's good cause for them or not. I think ultimately, probably the best was done with it, as could have been given the circumstances, because as I said, at the heart of this are just regular people.
Just regular people. Rich, always good to talk with you, and thank you for joining us this morning too. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Rich Preston.